You'd be hard-pressed to find a room filled with more competitive sixth graders than the ones at Elaine Street Sear Gymnasium on Sunday. Willaday took on William MacDonald in the final of the Grade 6 boys division. When the dust settled, the Wolves emerged victorious in what ended up being a bit of a blowout. Ben Royal was goalkeeper for Willaday. With his medal in hand, he said it felt good to end on a win. "I'm happy that I won. It was intense, nervous and exciting," he said. Royal wasn't always too sure how far his team would go in this tournament, he said. During the semi-finals, he explained his team looked down and out at one point. "I thought we were going to lose there, but then we scored and we won," he said enthusiastically. For the finals game, Royal said that once his team had peppered the William MacDonald net, he became pretty sure his team had it in the bag. Silver might not taste as sweet as gold, but for Gerald Enns, who coached the Wildcats to second place, he said there was no shortage of effort from anyone, no matter the kicks. "There was a lot of good sportsmanship throughout the tournament," Enns added. He also mentioned how many teams came from places outside of Yellowknife, like Fort Smith and Fort Simpson. "I hope they had a great time." And said he hopes the kids who don't play league soccer, but still took part in the tournament, got something out of it. "When you give 100% after 6 games of play, it's a great effort," he said. Willaday made it a sweep of the Grade 6 division as the Wolves girls squad also defeated William MacDonald to claim victory. In the Grade 7 division, William MacDonald ended winning both of those banners. The boys' final was an all-Wildcats affair, while the girls beat St. Joe's. William MacDonald also won the Grade 8 girls' crown thanks to their win over St. Pat's, but St. Pat's went on to beat William MacDonald in the Grade 8 boys' final. Up next is the Senior Super Soccer Tournament, which gets underway Thursday afternoon. St. Pat's and Sir John Franklin will have teams competing and they'll be joined by visiting club from Hay River, Fort Smith, Fort Simpson, Bechoco and Whale Cove from Nunavut.